Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 6:44, 16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're hoping to connect with Scott Boyle, DOTD. I know he's busy, obviously trying to get the roads open and dealing with that, so we'll try to get a couple of minutes with him. If you look at the temperatures throughout the area, 17 in New Orleans, 16 Belchase, 10 degrees in Houma, 13 in Covington and Slidell. It is actually colder right now in Slidell and Covington and Houma, and even Belchase and New Orleans than it is in Moscow, Russia, if that tells you anything. It's not going to really get above freezing until the noon hour, and then we'll only have about 5 hours above that. Then it freezes again. And I guess I don't mean to keep saying the same thing over and over again, but what y'all need to remember, what we all need to remember as it relates to patients, is that normally, and as we welcome in Jason Willis, Vice President of Power and Delivery for Entergy Louisiana and Entergy New Orleans. How you been, Jason, in a couple hours since we spoke?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Hey, I've been good. I've
any
been
major
good.
Life changes, any vacations, anything you want to talk about that you took in the last couple hours?
I think I took a little bit of a nap last night.
Exactly.
That's about it.
Right there with you. Anyway, you know, and I don't know if you and I had this conversation last night or not, but it came up where I think our minds are conditioned here in southern Louisiana when it comes to snowstorms to, okay, it snows, we get out, we play, next day sun comes out, it all melts, it's a mess, but everything's back to normal. That's not what we're dealing with here with the temperatures. And tell me about the power outages that you guys are experiencing. And so far, knock wood, everything's been pretty good, right?
Yeah, and I can still say this morning we're still happy to see overnight. We kind of hung in there. We still, I think, are less than 5,000 outages across the entire state. You know, a bulk of those this morning are due to vegetation, a few limbs that have impacted our lines that we're working through this morning. But we are seeing, you know, which I think is a little bit different than yesterday. The icy road conditions this morning are holding us up a little bit and being able to respond. So in some cases, we're waiting for the sun to come out and maybe have a positive impact to the roads to be able to let our folks safely get to where we need to get to. So we're asking customers to bear with us a little bit this morning for those handful of folks across the state that don't have power. You know, it's on our radar screen, and we're trying to get out there as safely and as quickly as we can.
I know there's an outage in the Irish Channel right now, and people laugh about squirrels and cats and rabbits and different types of animals. But if you Google it, that's a big problem worldwide for utility companies, not just Entergy. And I just wonder, when the weather turns cold, does it increase the likelihood of some kind of problems like that, Scott, or not? Jason, or does it increase the likelihood of that or not?
Of animal related?
Yeah, I don't know if they went looking for warm places or not, because I know people laugh at it, but that is a huge problem for power companies throughout the world, is it not? Animal intrusion into facilities?
It for sure is, and then, you know, and we've had our fair share of those over the years, and some of those are have impacted and large numbers of customers before as we work through them. But in this event, we haven't seen that at all as far as animal related outages. It's been mostly vegetation. We have seen a couple transformers that have impacted smaller number of customers. Experience damage from whether it be the cold conditions or drawing excessive load during this event. But in general, it's mostly vegetation, and we're working through those pretty quickly.
So last night, you and I spoke, and Noel Norman was here as well, and you talked about challenges for today, maybe overloading system. Redress that a little bit, if you would, please, for people who are not listening last night.
I think we expect to see probably a peak load that for this area, maybe beating previous peaks during a winter period today. As we have looked at our projections for load based on temperatures and working with our regional grid operator, we could set some records today. And so we do have adequate generation that is online and available to deliver to our customers in this area, and we've worked to have that online, and it's working and online and reliable, and we expect to not have any issues today from a capacity perspective. But we do want to monitor that from our point of view. We're continuing to pay attention to our equipment, make sure it's functioning like it's supposed to. And right now, that's not causing us any challenges, and we don't foresee that happening today. But we are going to be pushing to new high peaks in our area, and that's a result of this weather we're seeing.
And you talked about vegetation. I guess you're talking about branches falling, and I'm just wondering, as it stays cold, the snow stays on, it doesn't melt, stays on the tree limbs. Is it a concern of yours that some limbs get stressed after bearing a load for a long time, and then you'll have more problems with this? How many problems are you anticipating today? I guess what I'm asking, Scott, Jason. It's been a long night. What kind of problems are you anticipating today?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. And follow your local news station.
I would say it's probably going to stay similar to what it has been over the last 24 hours. Just because the precipitation stopped yesterday, as it continues to sit on some of those tree branches, we could see the weight of that precipitation just eventually give way onto to breaking some of those branches or leaning the tree over or whatever the case may be. And so we will see isolated pockets of outages continue through the day due to those types of conditions until that melts away. Nothing that is beyond our capability to respond to in a timely manner, so we expect to keep our outage cases low, work them in a priority status as they continue to come. So, you know, we do pay attention to as they come in to work them so no individual customer stays out for too long. You know, we do recognize the importance of people being able to heat their homes and in a condition like this, because this is, historic temperatures and historic conditions for us.
We're talking to Jason Willis, Vice President of Power and Delivery for Energy Louisiana and Entergy New Orleans. Jason, before we let you go, and I know you're busy, I appreciate your time. Final message, what can people do to help you help them?
I would say two things. One, you know, if they see something or there's a condition that they see that can help us respond to something before it impacts the equipment, or if there's an outage that we're unaware of, please report those things. You can report that through our Entergy application, as well as through calling our telephone line, which is 1-800-9-OUTAGE. And then the second thing I would say is, I think we started with this as well, which is the road conditions that are out there, extremely icy right now. Yesterday we had several cases of public inflicted damage, resulting in customers without power as we work through those situations. Today, especially this morning, before it starts to warm up a little bit today, I'm appealing to folks to stay off the roads, listen to local and state officials as far as, when it's safe to be on roads, and make good decisions in that area so that we aren't responding to those types of events.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate your time as always, and I'm sorry about the name confusion. Jason Willis, Vice President of Power and Delivery for Entergy Louisiana and Entergy New Orleans. Scott Boyle, District Engineer and Minister of Louisiana Department of Transportation Development, is in a meeting, as you would expect he would be, so we hope to get him on as soon as we can. And meanwhile, the message for today is avoid the unforced error. Don't get out there and drive when you shouldn't be and hinder Entergy's efforts. So whoever the DOTD is trying to get stuff done, if you want to sightsee, walk. Put a coat on, put some shoes on, walk around and take a look in your neighborhood. You're not going to see anything different from anywhere else. And let the officials get everything done. I think as you wake up, you'll be shocked to see, again, because of our mindset when it normally snows, the snow is not going anywhere. The drifts are still there. Nothing's changed. 6:53, traffic now, WWL.